听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book 2. Unit 28. Transportation. Lesson 55. Part 1. Warming up exercises. Spot dictation. A new way to fly. The Boeing 747. You are going to listen to a passage. Some words on the printed passage have been taken out. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.
Have you traveled on any of the new giant planes? If you haven't, try to imagine a jet which is more than 70 meters long and more than 5 stories high at the tail. Such a plane costs at least $25 million to build. Inside, the jet looks like a great theater. It has 6 kitchens, which are all needed when the plane is full of passengers. It can hold more than 400 passengers. Imagine that number in one jet plane. The planes are quite safe. On each plane, there are twice as many engines as the jet needs. If 2 engines fail on the same side, the plane can easily use its other engines to land. There are also 2 mechanical pilots to take charge if the human pilots cannot fly the plane.
Have you traveled on any of the new giant planes? If you haven't, try to imagine a jet which is more than 70 meters long and more than 5 stories high at the tail. Such a plane costs at least $25 million to build. Inside, the jet looks like a great theater. It has 6 kitchens, which are all needed when the plane is full of passengers. It can hold more than 400 passengers. Imagine that number in one jet plane. The planes are quite safe. On each plane, there are twice as many engines as the jet needs. If 2 engines fail on the same side, the plane can easily use its other engines to land. There are also 2 mechanical pilots to take charge if the human pilots cannot fly the plane. Part 2. Travel in London.
Have you travelled much in Britain?
No, not much. But I travel quite a lot in London, every day.
Do you think London transport is efficient?
Yes, I do. I think the London Underground is marvellous. I nearly always travel by tube because it's fast and comfortable. But I also like your double-decker London buses, particularly for short journeys.
But don't you think our buses are rather slow?
Yes, I do, particularly in the rush hour. The roads get very congested and there are traffic jams everywhere.
When you're in a hurry, the best way to travel in London is by tube. Taxis get held up in traffic jams, and besides, the fares are quite high.
Exercises. Write down the names of the three different means of transport mentioned in the dialogue. Then draw lines to match column B with column A, according to the information given on the tape. Part 3. Travel in Britain.
Are travelling facilities good in the rest of Britain?
Well, we've got the railways that connect all our big towns. There are over 13,000 miles of track in Britain. Rail transport provides a very important service to the public, to industry and commerce.
What about road transport? Are your roads good?
Yes, they are on the whole. We've got about 250,000 miles of roads, and modern motorways are appearing everywhere. We should have over 1,000 miles of motorway soon.
Is there a good internal air service in Britain?
Well, yes, but it's not as important as our rail and road transport systems.
But British air services, the BEA and the BOAC, are world famous, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Our international air services are very good. London Airport is one of the busiest airports in the world.
What about travel by sea?
As an island people and a trading nation, Britain's seafaring traditions have always been great. We used to have the biggest merchant navy in the world, carrying a third of the world's passengers, you know.
But I suppose today, sea travel has diminished in importance, hasn't it?
It has. But some people still prefer traveling by sea to any other form of transport.
Exercises. Choose A, B, or C to complete each statement.